This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. We have so many new readers and listeners at pandemic.news. Please allow me to give just a quick introduction of where we are now and what we know now. Those of you who have been listening to the pandemic.news podcast, you know that we've been weeks ahead of the mainstream media, and we have been just remarkably accurate on the dot every time. 3 weeks ago, I was telling you this is going to spread in America. We're going to have deaths in America. We're going to have infections across multiple states. We're going to have a state of emergency. It was so obvious to me, even early on when it was just spreading in China, I knew it was going to spread to Asia and then the Middle East. And that's, you know, we covered all that. And so for much of February, I spent the time on these podcasts, I think you might say, trying to educate our listeners and audience about the seriousness of this. And there was a lot of resistance to that. Even in our own audience, I was getting texts and calls from people like, "You're scaring us. Stop talking about the coronavirus." And my reply was, I'm just citing the CDC's numbers. I'm doing the math. I'm looking at the R-naught value. I'm reading science papers. I can tell you this will not be contained in China. And then people would say, "But we're told it's no worse than the flu." Okay. All right. Well, you're told that by people who are scientifically illiterate and who don't know what they're talking about, but you're free to believe, you know, whatever sources you want. But if you want to survive this, you should actually listen to the sources that have been accurate. And that's the source you're listening to right now. We've been the most accurate of any source. I mean, there might be a couple others who are accurate along with us, you know, like Peak Prosperity and Zero Hedge has been covering it and so on. InfoWars has been covering it. I've been a contributor to InfoWars quite a lot on this issue. We've been right on the money. You can go back and watch the episodes from 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, even 5 weeks ago, and you'll be blown away because what I was talking about happening then is now the front page headline news all over America today. I've even had some people accuse me of running like a demon Ouija board or something. "How can you know these things in advance? You must be running a demon Ouija board." What do you say to that? I don't know. I just find it amazing that if you can do exponential math, then in this world today, it's so twisted and messed up that you're either accused of being a conspiracy theorist. How dare you run projections using Excel spreadsheets that follow mathematical models, right? That makes you a conspiracy theorist. Or you're a fearmonger. How dare you cite the numbers of the CDC and the scientific studies and the mortality rate published in the Lancet journal and so on. Or you're accused of being a demon. So one or the other. You're either, maybe you're a conspiratorial, like combine them all. Maybe you're a conspiracy theory pushing doomsday demon. There, that I guess that's what I'll be called next. No, I'm a regular American guy raised in the Midwest. I run a science lab. I have a scientific background. I've always been very gifted in math. So this math here is super easy. And I'm not censored. I don't have a boss that tells me what I can say and what I can't say. And since I'm already censored off every major platform, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, everything. And I've been censored, by the way, for telling the truth. Not censored for misleading people, but censored for telling the truth. So because I'm censored everywhere, of course, there's no reason not to keep telling the truth. It's not like they can take anything else away from me. You know what I mean? It's like I've got pandemic.news and naturalnews.com, and I built a video platform called brighteon.com, and I'm going to tell the truth on all these platforms. And if they take away the platforms, I don't know, if they seize the domain names or something, well, then, you know, it's pretty much over for our modern world anyway. So so be it. At that point, I will just hunker down in my ranch in Texas and ride this thing out. But what I want to get to with you today, especially those of you who are new, is that we are all past the stage of needing to be convinced that this is bad. And if you're not there yet, you're just not up to speed. Not a personal insult or anything, but maybe you've just joined this for the first time. The mainstream media is weeks behind, maybe a month behind. And so you don't yet know that this has already broken containment. There are major outbreaks in Seattle, in Miami, in New York, in north of Los Angeles, in Northern California. And I suspect there are cases in Honolulu that haven't yet been detected because of the lack of testing. This has already broken containment all across America, and it's being spread through airplanes during domestic air travel right now. At this very moment, as you're listening to this, there are probably around 10,000 infections in America. Conservatively, that's going to double about every week. So next week, it'll be 20,000. The week after that, it'll be 40,000, and so on. You can do the math. But in reality, the doubling time is actually more like half a week. So it's way worse, but let's just pretend it's only doubling once a week so that the numbers don't get totally insane. But the point is, we're going to be looking at tens of thousands of infections in America over the next few months. And whether those get confirmed and tested is another story, because there has been a deliberate scarcity created in the testing kits by the CDC. Now, that's something that China did as well to keep their numbers artificially low. They limited the availability of the testing kits. Well, the CDC took a playbook right out of China. The CDC sent out testing kits in early February. Those kits turned out to be bad. I now believe that was done on purpose. And as a result, no testing was done in the United States. The CDC ordered states to not conduct any testing until just a couple days ago. So now we're starting to see cases explode because the testing has begun. As the testing ramps up, you're going to see thousands of cases across America over the next several weeks, we'll say, or I don't know, 30 to 60 days, let's say. You'll have thousands of cases confirmed in America. And, you know, it's so easy to make this projection because that's exactly where this is going. There's already over 10,000. I know there's already around 10,000. So it's just a question of whether they get tested or not. So that's coming. As this happens, the average oblivious American who has no prepping supplies, no backup food, no backup cash, no sense of what's happening because they just check Google News and so they're completely misinformed, or they listen to CNN or they listen to NPR, or they're just oblivious. That's their whole lifestyle, is just what they can do for themselves. They're not interested in the world around them. That's a lot of people. As those people begin to wake up and realize what's happening, then you're going to have heightened levels of action by people to try to purchase supplies. Now, last night, I mean, it's already bad. We've already seen videos, hopefully you've seen them, of people scrambling at Costco to get toilet paper. I have my staff check Amazon every day to check the availability of various supplies related to this. Vitamin C is already completely sold out of Amazon. Now, there may be little spikes of products that appear from time to time as new supply arrives, but then they're very quickly sold. Amazon is also completely sold out of isopropyl alcohol, or IPA. You can mix IPA with water and create a sanitizing spray that very likely kills coronavirus. It's even better if you put a little bit of bleach in it, sodium hypochlorite. So if you put like 0.5% of bleach, maybe 1% bleach, and then let's say 20% alcohol and 79.5% water, let's say, then you've got pretty much a very good hand sanitizer, a good sanitizing spray. So a lot of people don't know how to make hand sanitizer. I would say, in fact, most people don't. So people are out there buying hand sanitizer, and they really honestly have no clue how to make it. But I just gave you the recipe right there. So put those things together, get yourself some isopropyl alcohol, water, and a little bit of bleach. And also, by the way, since I'm a manufacturer of these kinds of products, I have a big supply of thymol. And thymol is an extract from thyme herb. And thymol by itself is extremely toxic to handle, but that's because it kills everything. And if you put it in formulas like a hand sanitizer spray or something like that, or like a surface cleaning type of spray, then you can make a very potent combination with alcohol and water and thymol. And you only put in like 0.01% thymol or something like that, or 0.05%. I mean, it's very small. It's not even 0.1%. It's less than 0.1%. But the thymol is extremely potent. It's also, by the way, very toxic to fish. So you don't want a lot of thymol going into the water system. In any case, it's easy to make your own hand sanitizer. And that's the kind of information that I'm really working to focus on now for you, to film videos that show you practical things, how to make your own colloidal silver, how to make your own hydrogen peroxide iodine nebulizer solution, so that you can inhale this and kill pathogens in your sinuses and in your upper respiratory tract and so on, in your nose, nostrils, all these things. So these are just some examples, but a lot of my focus from here forward, not all of it, but a lot of it is going to be things that you can do to prepare for the ramifications of what is about to happen. Now, if you read naturalnews.com, I've already put out an article that talks about the coming medical martial law, that cities will be placed under quarantine, or at least some parts of cities or regions will be placed under quarantine, that we will have a blockade of domestic air travel to certain areas, or certain airlines may cut it off, or heck, for all we know, the flight attendants might just say, ah, we're just not going to work anymore because we're all getting infected. You know, that could happen literally overnight. So there's a lot of things that are coming to America, such as food shortages, because how are trucks going to deliver food to the local grocery stores if it's if that store is in a quarantine zone that's enforced by the National Guard? You know, how are people going to get water? What about the infrastructure? What if the workers get sent home? It's already happening. JP Morgan Bank, you know, just one of the biggest banks in the world, just said they're telling all their employees to work from home from now on. So JP Morgan is going to start having even worse disruptions than they normally have, which is already pretty bad. So how are banks going to function if there are no employees allowed to come to work? How is your local water treatment system going to function? It requires employees. What about your local coal-fired power plant or your local grocery store or your local dentist? You know, I need to do a whole podcast on dentists because dentists need to understand that when you're drilling on people's teeth and gums, you are creating aerosolized blood spatter or splatter. I'm not sure what the right term is there. Basically airborne blood cells, okay? And those can go into your cornea and infect you through your eyes. And yet, I don't think any dentists know this yet. And it's like, I'm not saying anything bad about dentists. There are a lot of great dentists out there. But for years, dentists were spreading HIV by using drilling tool heads, bits, basically, that they were put in autoclaves to try to kill the HIV, and it wasn't sufficiently killing the HIV. So dentists were actually spreading HIV to other patients by just cleaning and reusing drilling bits. Now, the best dentists that I know, they don't even reuse anything now. It's all disposable, one-time use stuff. So check with your dentist. But even dentists themselves need to know that if they're drilling on patients who have coronavirus, then you, the dentist, you're probably going to get infected. And then how are you going to have a practice? You know, I know there's a lot of dentists that listen to my podcast, so I just want to bring this up. You might want to think about wearing some eye protection or something like that. I don't mean that as satire or anything or condescending at all. Just as an honest, straightforward suggestion. Think about eye protection. Okay. Think about wearing a ventilator, like a full face shield or something. I don't know, biohazard suit. I don't know how crazy this is going to get, but dentists need to be thinking about these things for sure. Finally, let's talk about law and order. So a lot of U.S. cities, I don't know if you've known this about me, but I used to serve on the board of directors of a police foundation in Arizona. And in all my years of training in combat training, hand-to-hand combat, edge weapons combat, pistol training, rifle training, long-range shooting, anti-terrorism scenario training, that was always fun, and full contact martial arts training. When the other party is wearing a giant suit that you can go full power on them, it's crazy. When I did all this training, I was training cops in some cases, and I was working with a lot of police officers. And that's why I have a lot of respect for first responders. I really respect firefighters. I respect EMT, medical personnel. I respect cops that are doing a good job and keeping it honest and all that. The thin blue line is very thin. That's why it's called the thin blue line, not the fat blue line. Although with some of the obesity in police officers these days, maybe it should be called the fat blue line. But it's called the thin blue line because it's a thin line between chaos and order. And if not for the presence of cops in many, many cities across America, St. Louis, Houston, Chicago, Seattle, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Phoenix, Miami, you know, New York. I mean, just, the list goes on and on. Without cops there, every one of these cities breaks down into total lawlessness and chaos literally overnight. It's the presence of the cops, who are mostly short-handed or short-staffed, I suppose, that keeps that under control just barely. And in some cities, like, you know, Detroit or Los Angeles, it's hard to argue it's under control at all. So I ask you this question. Since first responders are starting to get infected, there's already got dozens of firefighters under self-isolation in Washington State right now. As EMT responders, think about that. Ambulance drivers, you know, medics, these kinds of people who go out on the scene, even police officers, you go onto the scene to deal with somebody who's puking up blood, probably because they have the coronavirus and they just lost it, or they passed out on the street, hit their head, bleeding out on the sidewalk. So who responds to that? People who are going to get infected respond to that. Those people are going to get infected first. It's happened all over the world already. In China, it's the police officers got infected, then the doctors and the nurses. There's an entire hospital in Wuhan, China, that has nothing but medical personnel as patients. So then they have other medical personnel watching over those medical personnel. So now you have doctors treating doctors who were treating patients but can no longer treat patients because the doctors themselves are infected, and the cycle just continues. So here's my question to you. How is that thin blue line going to be maintained when the police officers get infected and they have to stay home under self-quarantine, and the ambulance drivers get infected and the paramedics get infected and the firefighters get infected? And the answer is society is going to break down, at least in certain areas, not across the board, but you can see in certain cities, like some of the ones I mentioned, are just on the verge of that on any given good day. Imagine a bad day, it will not be pretty. So as this happens, you need to think about the fact that you're on your own. And that's where we are now. I know it took me 20 minutes to get to this point, but all of us, the listeners and readers and contributors to pandemic.news and natural news, all of us already realize we're on our own. I realized that years ago, by the way, so I've been prepared for a long time. But if you don't yet realize that you're on your own, you're behind the curve on this, and it's important to get up to speed. You're on your own. There is no government official that's going to come bail you out and feed you and help you and rescue you. You're going to have to rescue yourself. And the only way to do that is to, number one, get knowledge, get educated. I'm going to show you a lot of cool stuff, a lot of videos, how to use colloidal silver to enhance the protective capabilities of your mask, for example. How to reuse a mask in an emergency if you had to and you didn't have any other backup masks. You know, how to use hydrogen peroxide or povidone iodine or even chlorine dioxide to sanitize surfaces. All these things I'm going to show you. I'm going to shoot videos on this. At least that's the plan, unless I get totally distracted by other things. But that's my intention. You're going to be on your own. It also means you got to prep in advance, which is before now, actually. If you're hearing this and you're not yet prepped, your opportunities for prepping are just about gone. In some cases, they are gone. Certain things are already sold out, but it's going to get way worse, and you're going to have a much harder time getting basic supplies, let's say 30 days from now, than you are today. So get ready. Be prepared for this. It's coming. It's going to be insane. It's going to be all across America. It's going to be in every major city. Millions of people are going to try to get prepared. Thousands of people will die. 100,000 will be infected. And I'm only telling you the very early rows on the spreadsheet, because I just don't want to even tell you where the numbers are actually taking us, because you won't believe them, probably. But you can do the math. If it doubles every week, do the math, right? So I will keep you posted as best I can. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, pandemic.news. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product.
We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.